That is so fucked up.
It's fucked up.
I'm so fucked up.
It is just so damn fucked up. That's fucked up.
I'm gonna nail it this time. And if you slit my throat with my last dying breath, I'd apologize to you for bleeding on your shirt.
That is like so damn good. I am so proud of you. Now we just gotta work on the tune.
Wait, were the words right?
But the words were like almost perfect.
Oh.
Almost perfect. We're so close.
I'm gonna get it there. One of these days. I'm gonna get it. Hello. Hello, fucking friends. Welcome.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to Emo Lyric or Edgar Allan Poe Line. It's a working title. And today it might just be Emo or Poe, because that
Poe
rhymes.
Poe or Emo sounds better, I think.
Poe or
Emo or Epo. No, Melissa hates that one. Okay, never mind. You know what? I take it back. I take it all back. I wish that I had never said anything at all.
Well, Epo just kind of makes it sound like he's
an electronic version of himself.
Like his poetry on the Kindle or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, do you have the regular Poe or just the Epo?
Just the Epo.
Like, just got an Epo.
Let's name something. And it's our newest segment that is sort of replacing listener-sodes. Listener-sodes are going to become two times a year, Valentine's Day and what's that other one? Halloween.
Spooky Halloween!
Yes. So definitely watch out for those in the coming year. But for now, Poe or Emo. It's part of the show that's so fucked up. You guys fucking know. We're your hosts. I'm Ashley Richards.
And I'm Michelle Mosier.
And today we are joined by a very special guest. One of our gurus that we're just so not worthy of.
Yes,
Melissa.
We
the crowd goes wild.
Love you.
You guys are too kind. Far too kind.
You're too kind.
Just imagining a theme song playing in my head right now. Just, I love it.
Okay, you know what's so funny, Michelle? Is yes. In my head, it was It was Eye of the Tiger. Dun,
ah,
dun, no, dun, 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 dun. We always have different songs that are both apropos. But different.
Apropos.
Oh my gosh. So happy birthday to Edgar Allan Poe. Actually, Melissa lives where he fucking died. So how
like
weird is that?
Like in the house he died. No, just kidding. Yes. He died chair.
Like, that would be wild.
There are actually a lot of cool places you could go to around in Baltimore. You can go see his grave, to go to like the Poe House, which I don't know if it's different
the
from
Poe
the grave
House.
Or it's the same thing, but...
Have you gone to those places? Are you a
no.
Poe fan? Are
so
you a Poe stan?
Poe stan.
You know what I always say? Bros before Poes.
I'm as big of a Poe fan as you can be of someone who married their cousin or something like that. I don't know.
At first I thought you were saying you're as big of a Poe fan as you can be as someone who married their cousin. Like you were saying you married your cousin.
I was like, you might want to have our editors cut that.
This is my confession. Poe married his cousin.
Yeah, okay. Poe married his cousin. Sorry. Just to clarify.
That's better to know.
That's not great.
And then one day, he's not yo Poe, no Mo.
No Mo.
Sadly.
Okay. So, Melissa is one of our gurus, as we said. And I was like, y'all, we need help because I really want to do this thing where we quiz on if it's like an emo lyric or something else really dark, like an Edgar Allan Poe poem line. That's a tongue twister. Serial quote.
A serial killer
like,
quote. Came off the back of the Lucky Charms box. No, Count Chocula, because that's spooky.
just like kind of depressing, like ominous kind of sounding sentences, and then deciding like, okay, what is that? So Melissa so kindly was like, I love emo. I would love to be a part of that project. So we gave Melissa the option to either quiz us or to be quizzed, obviously with questions that she did not make up. So Melissa did write us a ton of amazing lines to guess in the future, but today, since she wanted to be the quizmaster. You get to quiz us, quizmaster
Melissa.
I decided to do it because I don't like to be put on the spot, so I'm gonna test your knowledges.
I like it.
All
I like it.
Three of your knowledges.
Melissa's like, I'm taking the fucking reins here. Okay. Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's going to be intense. See if I actually know as much as I think I know.
I know, because sometimes you read them, you wouldn't quite know.
This could potentially be really embarrassing for you, Michelle.
Oh my God, I hope it's not. I hate being embarrassed. It's one of my least favorite things.
I love it. That's weird. Okay, we're ready for round one. And in the future, we're going to have like some like quiz music going on. But there it is.
Ready for round one.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Ding, ding.
So here's the line. And all of the corpses walked step by step to the rhythm of their once beating hearts. Is that Edgar Allan Poe or emo?
I'm gonna say
emo lyric.
I think it's Poe.
Yeah, Ashes. I want to say I'm gonna buzz in at Poe. I don't know why, but just like Jeopardy, I got confused.
You
know,
are you locking that answer in?
Yeah, I'm locking that in. Thank you. Yes, Poe.
I thought you said emo at first.
You did say emo first.
No, I didn't. No.
Well, she says Poe.
I that's not what I meant. I meant Poe. I'm doubling down.
All right, so Ash and Michelle both say Poe?
We both say Poe.
But the reveal is that you probably should...
Wait. Can you say the line again before you reveal? Fuck, is it emo?
And all of the corpses walked step by step to the rhythm of their once beating hearts.
Was it emo?
It's emo.
Damn it. Who is it?
Nuts.
It is a song by Hawthorne Heights. It's called Corpse of Corpses. See, it's hard, man.
I know. And I'm such a basic Hawthorne Heights fan.
You are?
I am. I only like, I like their music, but I only consistently listen to like three songs.
Is it the Ohio song?
Ohio's for Lovers, Nikki FM, and they have a new one called, well, newish one called Constant Dread that I like.
Is Ohio's for Lovers the state slogan?
It should be.
I think it is, but I also think it's what every state tries to say it is.
Virginia is for Lovers.
I think they try to steal it all the time. They go back and forth because...
They're like, no, it's Ohio. We're the ones who are for the Lovers.
Okay, so me and Michelle, we are 0-0.
0-0. Yeah. Okay, all right.
0 points.
I'm ready for the next one. I'm ready.
You guys ready for round two?
Bring it.
Okay.
You're a good host.
Thank you. I'm trying to do music, but I'm not very musical at all, so.
You're nailing it.
Awesome. All right, round two. And I know in my heart we all die like the day and the night like the sun in the sky. Is that Poe or emo?
I'm going to say Poe again.
I think I'm going to lock in Poe too. Yeah.
So that's actually, points go out, that's Edgar Allan
Poe. Yes, that's Poe.
It is from a poem called Tamerlane.
Tamerlane.
So see, he is very emo.
Poe is emo.
I'm sorry, what was it again? The line?
The line is, and I know in my heart we all die like the day and the night like the sun in the sky.
It sounds like it could be an emo lyric.
Yeah, I guess like poems and song lyric could be one or the other. You know, it's very hard to tell.
I think he's just the original emo guy too. Just
was Poe the original emo?
I think he was. He's, you know, he's always sad, goth.
Just like, all I want is someone to Photoshop a picture of Edgar Allan Poe with like emo hair in front of his eye.
I bet you could find that on the internet.
And just like, tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again.
Hey, Edgar Allan emo.
Edgar Allan emo.
Edgar Allan emo. Epo.
Okay.
Epo.
Epo. See, it comes back.
It does come back. That does remind me of when I tried to have a band in high school and we tried to call ourselves Mo, but the E was a capital E because it was supposed to be emo, but mixed up. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. For round three. How many rounds of this are we doing?
Five,
right? Okay, five. Okay.
Yeah, I think good, five. Because one of us has to win.
Yeah.
There true. Can only be one winner.
One Highlander.
So right now you guys are tied.
Tied at 1-1.
What if it ends in a tie? I'll have an extra if it ends in a tie.
Okay.
All right. So for round three, string from your tether unwinds up and outward to bind. I was spinning free with a little sweet and simple numbing me.
Emo.
Mm-hmm. You guys both got it. It's a Jimmy World song.
I was spinning free. Whoa.
I know that song. Okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I use context clues. I was like, that rhymes, and I feel like poems should rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm getting a super rhyming type of vibe from Poe.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if rhyming was
Poe's thing,
a requirement for him. For me, if I'm going to write a poem, like, that's just got to rhyme or else it just doesn't feel good.
I think he did a lot of rhyming. I'm just thinking of Nevermore and Lenore. I think those were in the same poem.
Oh, yeah. Nevermore. Yeah, the Raven. Yep.
Okay. See, we'll see. See, I'm making assumptions. I'm talking out of my fucking ass. I don't know if he likes to rhyme or not. Maybe he rhymes all the time.
I'm just thinking of Poe rapping now. He's changed from an emo to a rapper. Are there any emo rappers out there?
Yeah, I think like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, the genre's called New Punk. And big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, MGK, Garzy, the guy named Travis. Not to be confused with Travis Barker. This guy's just named Travis.
Just Travis, like Cher.
I only know the first one because he is Megan Fox's twin flame.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, are we round four? Wait, me and... Okay, yeah, no, it's 2-2. Ooh, we're neck and neck. Okay, Round four.
Is it four?
Yeah, because we didn't get any points round one, and then we both got round two and three right.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Round four. I am not I haven't been keeping track. I lost track two rounds ago.
Bad quiz master.
That's right.
Bad quiz master. Taking it back. All right. Here's round four. Let the burial rite be read and the funeral psalm be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young. Is it Poe or emo?
This is harder than I thought it would be. I'm going to say emo.
Poe.
Ooh, we got different answers.
It sounds pretty old timey. Can you say it one more time?
Yes.
We have to stick with our answers. We already said them, but I just want to hear one more time.
Okay. Let the burial rite be read, the funeral psalm be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young.
Okay. What's the answer?
The answer is Edgar Allan Poe. It's from Lenore.
Oh, Michelle!
And it's full of rhymes, so...
Yes. It totally rhymes. Wow.
It does sound like an emo song, though.
It does sound like an emo song.
No, and I was like, oh, I just said the whole thing about songs and rhyming. But okay, so now we're what? Two against three?
Yeah, three and two. You got three, she's got two. So it's final round. So if you guys tie it up, though.
We'll need to do a tiebreaker.
Okay, so here with this one, we'll do buzzer.
Wait, can we wait until tiebreaker round?
Okay.
Can we wait to buzz till tiebreaker?
Let's see how this goes.
Give me a chance.
Good call.
First.
Give me a chance. Okay.
I can do it.
Sorry. I got excited.
I know. All right.
I think you just wanted to slap something, like buzzing in.
Generally.
That's what it was.
Generally.
All right, final round. Years of love have been forgotten in the hatred of a minute. Is it Edgar Allan Poe or is that emo?
Emo.
Emo.
I feel confident.
So you're both going with emo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it is Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
But that still means that Ashley's the winner because she has three and Michelle has two.
Wow. You guys, I'm second guessing what I've dedicated the last 20 some odd years of my life to being an emo kid.
I mean, for somebody who claims to be an emo girl.
I just think Poe's a really emo dude.
Maybe serial killer quotes will be easier. Poe versus, emo versus serial killer quotes.
I think so. I think emo poetry is really close to emo song lyrics.
I don't know. I have some lines on there that I think might be questionable that come from serial killers, but that is for another day. So congratulations.
Well, Melissa, congratulations to you for being an amazing quiz master.
Thank you for this.
Thank you.
And for...
Thank you for stumping me.
Co-hosting our literal first ever emo lyric or...
Yeah, I did it.
Going down in the history book. Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Isn't that an emo album of somebody?
Tell All Your Friends is it? Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you could tell all your friends, you've got your gun to my head. This all was the only wishful thinking. This
Tanky Beck
Sunday. Tanky Beck Sunday.
How did I know that, though, then?
I think I mentioned it in Discord recently. You might have read it offhandedly. And
one of the best albums of all time, so...
Okay. Because I was also like, why the fuck have I been thinking, like, what made me think of Edgar Allan Poe recently? And then somebody was like, oh, well, that movie on Netflix is about him. And I'm like, that might have infiltrated my brain. The Pale Blue Eye?
Yes, it is a very weird movie.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
Very weird movie.
Okay.
Good to know.
If you guys listened to Devious Dolls, episode one, Robert the Doll, then you know who Ryan is. He's one of our amazing audio editors and research assistants. And we promised that we would keep it a tight 20 because we're releasing this the day that we're recording. Yay, team. We love you.
Yay.
So... just remember, it's really hard to tell sometimes between emo lyrics and other depressing stuff. And join our Patreon.
Just remember.
Patreon.com/TSFU.
Why do you remember that, Ashley? I don't know. You're supposed to remember.
I started with our usual sign off, and then I was like, no,
just remember. Life skill, you know?
It's true.
Let's end with Melissa. Why do you think being a part of the Patreon is cool?
I think being a part of the Patreon is very cool because you are two very lovely and very cool ladies. The Discord is jumping. It's full of very, very sweet, wonderful people.
Such a party.
You produce so much content, and I got to be a quizmaster. So isn't that every girl's dream when she's small and she wants to grow up and she wants to be a quizmaster? She wants to say, hey, do you know if this is Edgar Allan Poe or emo? Because
that's what I dreamt of.
It's what I dreamt of when I was little. I knew this day was like, going to happen.
That or Pink Power Ranger.
I'm really glad that we collectively made a dream come true here today, you guys.
TSFU, making dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
We make dreams come true.
Emo lyric or thing we just said.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to end. Bye!